Hello, Grubbies. It's Greg here, letting you know the Grub is back in the habit. Sister Act 2, welcome back, Cotter. This is the Grub. We are back. If you're listening to this, that means you're listening to it for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, which is great. And we will have two episodes per month, just like this one, for you for free every month from now on. We're back on a schedule and get into it. But if you want more than just the two free episodes per month, if you want an episode every single week, then sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/thegrub, for $10 US per month. $10 US per month gets you access to an episode like this every week, every single week, plus every week, a bonus episode where we just chat, shoot the shit, answer your questions. We answer the Grub questions in the Discord. We have a Discord that you can get access to if you sign up to the Patreon, patreon.com/thegrub. We've been really active on there for the last year, hella active on there. If you sign up, you'll get tons and tons of episodes, tons of content that you can go back through that will fill your days with love and joy. So if you like the Grub, please support us by going onto patreon.com/thegrub. $10 US a month gets tons of extra stuff. But for now, here's this. It's the Grub. It's the Grub.
It's welcome the Grub.
Back to Grubby Grub.
Dup. Grubby Grub. Tub Tub. It's grubbing my bum. And I am Ann Edmonds. I'm here with
Rubby Tub Tub. It's grubbing my bum.
And I'm Ann Edmonds. And I'm here with my colleagues.
Hello, my name is Ben Russell.
Ben Russell. Mm. And?
Hi, my name is Greg Larson.
Yeah. Who I associate with in a professional capacity.
Mm. Only.
Only. Henceforth.
We are professional workmates.
We're so professional. Mm. What's the most professional thing you've ever done?
Unprofessional.
Most professional.
I used to work for real in offices and stuff.
Mm. Yeah?
And give like presentations and yeah, and like, you know, I used to manage people.
That's cool.
What just happened, Ben?
A person came.
I just saw a person appear.
There's no person.
A person came out of a green screen.
This is, oh, fuck, that's terrifying. This is bad content for the listeners, but Ben has like a green screen background, so we just see a beautiful beach, but his partner, Maggie, just suddenly appeared.
Out of the ocean.
In the green screen background.
It's just a little.
It's terrifying.
It's just a little fun joke that we like to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, we have a ram-packed episode today.
We've ram-packed.
Got ram-packed. It's ram-packed.
It's ram-packed rubber-dub-dub in my bum.
And we've got new guys and all, and we got maths up, maths.
Yeah, we're starting. Today's the inaugural
maths recap.
Maths recap.
Yeah.
So let us know if you love it or hate it.
Yeah.
Either way, we'll it's happening.
It. Yeah, it's not going to stop.
It's not going to stop. We're going to do it. We'll release it out on, we'll clip it up and put it on the twits.
Yeah. See if we don't.
Mm.
Let's just crack along, I think, because there's no time for this.
Let's ram it in. It's ram packed.
It's ram jammed.
Yeah. There's no time for what we're saying right now.
Go.
We have too much stuff to be able to talk any longer.
Mm. Yeah, we can't continue.
Like, we can't.
We don't have time to just keep on doing this. Just, so we've got
and
to actually
also
go.
The time that I've talked.
Yeah.
We could have done
now
one.
Had to cut a sketch.
Yeah, we've got to cut a sketch.
And it was a good one too. And I've got, you know, and I want to go to brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's grub. Terrible intro.
Yeah.
It was a great intro. Whatever.
My name is Tony Pepperoni, and there's two things in this world that I love.
That's chicken and hard fucking. So why don't you come down to Big Tony Pepperoni's Chicken and Fuckhouse? We got a quarter chicken and chips with gravy for only $5.95. We got a suckatorium where you can suck someone off or get sucked off for only $7. We got a Tropicana pack with a hot slice of pineapple for $6, and on lunchtimes pay an extra $3 to get a fat dick in your muckhole. Or pussy. It's cooked chooks and hard fucking down at Tony Pepperoni's Big Chicken and Fuckhouse, exit 99 on the Warrego Highway.
Hello and welcome back to The Grub. We are looking at some dirty jobs.
Mm. People's jobs that nobody wants to do, you know, but some people do them and some people do them well. We've got Kenneth in the studio with us today. Kenneth, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me in the studio.
No problem.
Talk about my job.
And Kenneth, what is it that you do?
Well, I work in a sewage treatment facility. So,
right.
You know, all your poops and your wees and your and your what have you, that comes my way.
It's not just poops and wees. No, it's all sorts of grease, things. Anything that goes grease, down the drain, yeah.
Grease. Yep. You know, yeah, you might have seen the movie Grease or been to the country Grease. But I deal with a different kind of grease. Well, actually, in the sense of the movie Grease, it's not the film Grease, but grease in the movie, I think it does refer to grease.
Car grease, I think.
I'm talking, you know, in the song Grease Lightning, it's implying that the car is greased up and fast enough to sort of travel at a quick rate, as if you've greased lightning. Obviously, a bit of a silly sort of analogy there because you couldn't.
Yeah,
you've
got yourself into a bit of a hole there.
You couldn't grease lightning. It's not a physical thing that you can touch. And lightning,
no, it's a metaphor.
And lightning is already as fast as anything could be.
It's a metaphor,
It travels at the speed of light, I believe. Or am I wrong?
I think you might be wrong, but nobody knows and there's no way to find out. Ooh. But what there is a way to find out is tell us a little bit about your job, about sewage treatment, because it's quite an important job.
It's an important job. I mean, there's, you know, sewage needs to be treated so it doesn't pollute our waterways, and in some places you can actually use treated sewage to create drinking water.
Wow. So you can, from shitty water, make it potable.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've got a glass. I'll show you in a moment, but I've got a glass of treated sewage that has been treated, and I will be drinking it.
Wow, right, you're a braver man than me.
Sorry, I just got a fly caught in my throat there.
I can see that.
A fly went down my throat and I went like that.
Do you deal with – you'd have a lot of flies hanging around
the flies
with their
interesting – flies are thick and fast. They're coming in. You get a couple of squirts of Mortine.
Squirt yourself with Mortine in the morning?
Use it as – you know, people say – you know, you need a bit of a bug spray, like a rid on your body. I spray myself with Mortine. It creates a barrier that lasts for a week.
Like it's Lynx or
like
Lynx
Africa,
body spray.
I use Mortine. But look, we're getting far away from the point.
Which is?
I work at a sewage treatment plant.
That's right.
I suppose and people want to know what it is, what the process entails.
That's right. Yeah, so walk us. Sorry, you go, Edo.
No, I was just going to say, Kenneth, how do you treat the sewage?
Well, the easiest way to do it, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can do it, and I have actually several techniques. But, you know, for example, right, I've got a bucket of sewage. I might take that bucket, take it out to Westfield. That's a bit of a treat. Go around, get, you know, bike some KFC.
Yeah.
Don't get KFC every day. Bit of a treat for it, you know, like. I'll take it to a gold class movie.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
The
other day I treated some sewage to a degustation meal at a high-end restaurant, Vue du Monde. I don't know if you've heard about it, but I took some sewage.
Yeah, I
took a bucket of sewage there and, you know, you just sit
it's
down with it
restaurant.
Give it a nice treat, you know. Like it's all about the sewage, you know. Let them feel pampered.
Yeah.
Give the sewage, you know, your wallaby fritters.
Uh-huh.
The sea scallops with bacon.
Uh-huh.
Treat the sewage to a bit of. I bought some of my sewage a Nintendo Switch.
Right.
Okay. You know, treat it. Treat
and
yourself.
How do the restaurants feel when you turn up with your bucket of sewage to give it a treat night on treat night?
Well, they're fine with it. They're not fine with it, but you know, usually you can subdue them. If need be, you know, it's an important job that needs to be done. That's a part of sewage treatment that people don't often realize is that you need to know how to put someone in a headlock.
So headlocks aside, when do you add, say, like the cleaning agents and filtration and things like that?
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean
like
about
when
the...
When do you treat it?
I take it to KFC or I take it to Time Zone and go, here's a $10 card to play as many games as you want, you know, a treat. Take it to Movie World. Let it go on the Green Lantern roller coaster.
And how many people are doing this, I guess, because one bucket, say like you're doing one bucket and you're treating it like you are and that somehow makes it better.
Yeah.
How many buckets do you treat a week?
Well, you can take small buckets out and do individual treatments, but you can also treat the whole lot. Like the other day, I rolled in my Hilux, and on the back of it, I put a big like projector screen, and I showed them the movie Problem Child 2, and just a bit of a laugh, you know, a bit of a treat. And they got to watch Problem Child 2 and then Gremlins 2. So, you know, and look, I see you're doubting me. But as you can see here, I have got a glass of sewage, sewage. I've treated this to a double feature film.
Hold up.
And I'm going to have a sip and I'm going to show you that.
No, please don't. Kenneth,
it's so brown.
It's so brown. It's as brown as the day is long.
He drank it.
Oh,
I'm going to be honest with you guys. That just tasted like sewage. I reckon I probably should have done. What's it? A cleaning agent, you say?
Yeah, there's a process.
Chlorination and filtration and chemicals. They stir it and then they skim it and then they aerate it. I might look into that.
Have a look into that, Kenneth. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a wonderful premise.
Thank you so much, Kenneth.
Thanks for that premise.
I'm going to go to the my uncle's house.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What's his name?
Kenneth as well. Uncle Ken.
Uncle Ken.
You were named after your dad's brother.
Well, he's a kissing uncle. He's not a regular uncle, but yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. More premises like that coming right up.
I'm not sure what a kissing uncle is.
Welcome to the official Married at First Sight recap.
I can't believe we're about to get married at first sight.
Are you two ready to be married at first sight?
It's Married at First Sight.
I can't wait to marry Dylan at first sight.
I am going to marry Brady at first sight.
I want to get sucked off.
Married at First Sight.
Recap.
Welcome back to The Grub. Today is the first official maths recap. Edo is here. Well, she's always here, obviously, because she's, you know, welcome to the grub. Yes. But Edo is
Maths recap.
Edo is our resident married at first sight expert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start making this a regular thing, I think.
Yeah. Every week we'll have a maths recap or a maths recap.
It's, we're three episodes into maths 2021. It's already a hot season. Episode 4 is around. I haven't watched it yet. It was on last night. I had to do a gig. Mm-hmm. Kills me to know it's going live and I'm not there.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Would you quit comedy for maths?
Yeah.
If given the
the choice? Like yeah. It's either maths or quick comedy?
Yeah, pretty much. Like I'm genuinely I've been on stage here in Adelaide and been thinking maths in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
That must be good it's to like, hear for.
You know, I know it's on. I know it's on and I'm not there, you know?
Yeah.
Ella looks like she's having the time of her life.
Really engaged.
Thinking about maths.
So Ben and I, you don't watch it, do you, Ben?
I didn't even know it was on, but yeah. I will start tuning in.
Let's use these segments, Edo, for you to explain to us. You know, I want to be able to have the cliff notes about having to watch it.
Well, the concept is, you know, as you know, meeting someone for the first time when you're standing face to face with them on the altar, getting married. So people from all walks of life are coming in, and we've got,
and then
so it's like an arranged marriage, kind of thing, like a forced marriage.
Yeah. Well, it's not legally a marriage, so you've got to the whole thing is a sham. You've got to pretend like you're married when you're not actually married.
But it's, you know, like.
So it's not, yeah, so the title is a lie.
The title is an absolute lie because they're not married.
Okay. Anyway, so we've got this episode, this season, we've got someone who's never had a boyfriend before. So this will be her first date, will be standing face to face with this other
person.
How
old is she?
She is I'm just looking her up. There's a lot of contestants. I need a little cheat guide here about who's who. She is, I think she's nearly 30. There she is. She is 29, sorry. She's 29. She's a door-to-door salesman, which is interesting because.
Oh, that's weird.
Her name is.
She sells shoes.
Her name's Belinda. Well, I don't know that that's a career anymore, is it? I haven't had a door-to-door salesman knock on the door like with a suitcase for ages and go, can I show you some wares?
Yeah, it's always no, it's always like we want to check your lights because you can actually get an electricity sign up thing.
Well, maybe she's one of them.
Power saving lights. It's always some scam.
Yeah.
So, just in terms of the women, there's a teacher, which always shocks me to my it rocks me to my very core when there's a teacher on a reality TV show because how can they ever go back to the profession and be taken seriously ever again?
Yeah.
She also, during her vows, she got married last night, I think, or the night before, read off a piece of paper and didn't look up. I was like, I love love and I want to be love. Like, I was like, how is this person teaching the next generation?
So they read vows to the person that they're marrying without having seen them.
Yep.
Vows that they've written.
Yeah, and it's always something like, I know that we have both got the same adventurous spirit. Because it's led you here today and it's led me here today because we both are willing to step out into the unknown and already I like you for that.
Stepping out into the unknown on the set of a Channel 7.
Channel 9.
Channel 9.
I've got to say, Edo, just from you describing it, it sounds like really fucking lame.
Nah. I've cried in every episode. Because it's, you know what's at the core of it? Loneliness. The epidemic of loneliness. Because most people are like, I can't work it out.
Would you say that loneliness is the real pandemic?
Yes. But it's like the people that are just like, I can't work it out. Like I can't. Yeah. People are together and I'm alone.
Yeah. All right, well, we really got to rocket along with this actual recap.
Maps recap. What happened?
Okay.
What's been happening?
I mean, you're asking a lot of me to get this. I'm looking at three apps here.
This is the segment, Edo. It's a recap.
So Booker, who is a musician and a mental health worker, married Brett. I feel like Brett, who's like the sensitive, you know, they have archetypes on this show. He's got a mustache. He looks like he takes part in Movember.
Yeah.
He has... Those two have gotten married and it seems good. I feel like Brett is heading for a tumble. He's already I saw her coming down the aisle. I clocked eyes with her. I love her. She's perfect in every way. And she's a bit like, he's a good guy. I like talking to him. So I'm worried about...
Oh, so he's going to have his heart broken?
I feel like it. And he was crying at the wedding. His dad got up, made a speech crying. It was a very, it's obviously a very sensitive family. And I'll be interested to see what happens there.
Maths recap.
Joanne, who's 39 and a single mother from Frankston with three kids, married. It was a strange... Well, the guy is... he's also got kids. He wears a...
Brady Bunch.
Yeah, he's got three boys. She's got three... I think she's got three boys. So it's a... six boys.
It's a really dick-heavy Brady Bunch.
His signature look is the turtleneck. So he...
Is that a sex move?
Hey? No, his signature look is a turtleneck, which he talks about openly. He wore a turtleneck to the wedding under his suit jacket.
Imagine having that much of a lack of a personality that you've got to use a turtleneck to supplement it.
And he is a luxury car salesman. So he drove in an unprecedented move in a turtleneck. He self-drove himself to the wedding in his own Lamborghini.
Wow. What a cunt.
And the trouble here is between James, who is the turtleneck owner, and Joe, is that she feels like she's out of her league in terms of, rags. He's rich and she's rags, if you will.
Mm.
Rags and riches.
Maps recap.
The other person I'm very concerned about on the show is called Melissa. She's been single for 10 years. There was a package about her saying, "I'm so lonely, I can't meet anyone, I'm just broken." Melissa. And it was very hard to take. I cried. She's met a guy called Bryce. She's married a guy called Bryce, so there's your first problem. There's your first clue.
Sounds like a cunt already.
And he's a radio announcer on a commercial radio station in Canberra. So take from that what you will.
Oh, that's not good.
And he destroyed her the other night. He destroyed her the other night. Oh.
What did he do?
He's already 6 months ago he broke up with, he was engaged. And he's the way he tells the story about the engagement is like this. He goes, "Yeah, we were together for 5 years. And then we got engaged. 6 months out from the engagement, I realized she wasn't the one and I told her and I got rid of her." So I didn't like that. And he was just like, I realized I didn't like her anymore and I got rid, like I, yeah, broke it off.
So a cunt.
So he's then. Him and Melissa got married. They were getting along really well. And then the producers did this thing where they give them a box of questions to ask. And you're like, uh-oh, danger zone. And one of the questions was, am I your type? And Melissa went first and was like, yeah, you are, you know, and I saw you and you were so handsome and I was thrilled. And then the question went to him and he went, honestly, no. And then he said, and we'll leave the recap here. Then he said, "You were walking down the aisle, and I thought, well, she's not ugly."
Fucking
Jesus Christ!
Bryce.
So she's crying. So she's like. And this is a classic. It was like seeing something from men that I've seen so many times. So she starts crying because she's upset, and he slams the box shut and goes, "What? Can't be honest." Or like he cracks the shits. All of a sudden, she's apologizing to him. She's going, "I didn't mean to upset you. I didn't mean to upset you." And then she's on camera going, I hope he's not angry. I'm like, hang on. It's the old flipperoo here.
Yeah.
The fucking flipper. Okay, I want to say that's
called gaslighting.
Yes.
I want to say this. You know, when we started 7 minutes ago, when we started this Married at First Sight recap, I thought this will be funny because, we can make fun of Married at First Sight. Now I'm invested.
Yep.
Me too.
I want Bryce out. I want him to suffer. Melissa. I'm on team Melissa.
Yep.
I'm fucking Bryce. You've heard of Coney 2012. Well, it's fucking Bryce 2021.
Yep.
Here at the Grub. Because we are going to get Bryce.
We're anti-Bryce.
We're getting Bryce.
Let's get him.
We're fucking sick of his shit.
The Bryce isn't right.
Oh my god. Okay, well that was our very first Married at First Sight recap.
Matt's Recap.
Stay tuned, more grub coming up. All right, boys. Welcome to... All right, boys. Welcome to AFL Sensitivity Training. We're talking about women today. Okay, yep. See, and that's the kind of thing, Macca, that that we'll find out is actually not on. All right,
Sluts.
Okay, and Macca, you too. All right,
Macca.
All every Macca in here. Just a bit of shush, please. We're gonna get on with this. Now, today's topic is I've got it on the board here. Women aren't shit.
Bullshit.
Okay. Bullshit.
All right.
Bullshit.
I know what you're saying. It's a new world out there. It's a new day. We have to get on with this stuff.
No way, man.
And here this at the AFL, we need to... No, Macca.
Free speech.
Macca, wait. Tell Macca.
Free speech.
Free speech and everything. I get it. Women aren't shit. That's the message that we're going to learn here today and come away with. All right? Sluts. And if you guys want to play at the top level in this country, in the greatest sport in the world, am I right, boys? Then you have to learn this lesson. I think it's a pretty simple lesson we can learn, and we can get on with the game of the sport we love, AFL.
Kick that footy.
Kick that footy. Come on, boys. We want to kick the footy. We all want to kick the footy, so let's just get into it, all right?
Footy.
Let's start off. Let's have a bit of fun. You guys want to have a bit of fun? Come on, boys. Come on. Do you want to have a bit of fun?
Bring in the strippers.
We're going to play a little game, right? It's a little game. It's like pin the tail on the donkey. And this is going to teach us about women and respect for women. Oh. It's called pin the shit anywhere that's not on a woman. Does that make sense? So normally in pin the tail on the donkey, you want to pin the tail on the donkey.
AFL.
In this case, as we see up here on the board, AFL Macca, that's right. As we see up here on the board, we got a picture of a woman.
Explain it again.
Okay, Macca, as we see on the board, we got a picture of a woman.
Free speech.
Explain it again.
That's right, Macca. Now, what we want to do, you've each got in your hands a little piece of paper that's a little shit.
Looks like Macca.
Yeah, Macca.
Oh, fuck
off. Well done, Macca. You got him.
You got him. Cooked, dude.
Okay, that's all right. Now, we want you to pin that shit. Anywhere in the world that isn't on the woman. Macca, you go first.
Explain it again.
So you want to pin that shit anywhere on this earth that isn't on that woman.
All right.
Okay.
Think I get it. Yeah.
Okay, now go. Do it. Go on.
There.
Okay, you put it right on the woman. You put it right on her forehead.
Fucking on her face.
Okay.
Yeah, nice one, Macca.
All right.
That's fucking funny,
okay,
man.
Now, Macca, other Macca, funny, Macca, Macca, Macca 2. Dude. Macca 2. Your turn, mate. Get the shit. Pin it anywhere that isn't the woman. Now anywhere that isn't on the woman. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You got no blindfold on? You can do this. Go. Anywhere that isn't on the woman.
Man, put it on her pussy.
Don't.
On a pussy?
Okay, you've put it.
Oh, pussy.
Shit minge.
Pussy.
Okay, this is not.
Herd minge.
I'm getting a bit nervous now because, listen, I want all you Maccas to calm down because we've got the next bit here is an actual live woman is going to come in to this room. Don't. Okay. The first thing is, I don't want anyone to pretend to masturbate or actually like that, Macca. See how you're pretending to wank?
Yeah,
and you're
wanking.
Holding your hand. Yeah, don't make that motion. Don't do it. That's all you
wanking.
Gotta do.
He's got a small dick anyway.
Stop it.
Fuck off,
Macca's.
Show us
calm
it.
Down.
Just get it out then. Like, fucking
man.
Show
Check
it.
Check it out.
Get it out.
Get
it out.
Right,
get it
look
out.
At this. Look at
if you guys don't shut up, I'm not gonna bring this woman in. Okay, now here she is. Welcome, Sarah.
Oh,
hi guys. Okay. My name is Sarah.
Okay, now everyone in the room is pretending to masturbate. Okay, that's not that's exactly the opposite of what I told you guys to do.
Yeah, dog.
Okay, stop.
Yeah, my name
fucking
is
send it, brah.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm 29 years old. I went to university. I studied graphic design.
Okay,
guys. Okay, you need to pretend that she's an actual person. All right, this is not on. This is not on. All right, don't say Macca.
Yeah.
I want you, instead of saying slut, greet her like an actual person. Can you do that?
Hi, I'm Sarah.
You got a pussy.
Okay. See, that's Macca. Let's other Macca. Macca 3. Come on. What is the appropriate greeting to say to this woman that let's pretend she's a person and just talk to her?
Hi, normal. I'm Sarah.
Hello. Person?
This is progress. Guys, I think, you know, I'm going to nominate yous for a sensitivity award. Good on you, Mackers. Let's get fucking pissed.
You are on Good Morning Australia. Welcome back. And it's good morning to you and good morning to everybody out there across this great white land. Brown. I've got a couple of guests with me in the studio this morning. Who doesn't love mustard? These guys are called the Mustard Brothers. And boy, oh boy, am I interested in finding out more. They're world famous. They're announcing a brand new tour. They're here with me now. Guys, hello. Good morning.
Hey.
Hello, Deborah. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Are we the Mustard Brothers or the...
We're the Mustard Brothers, that's right, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've been calling us the Mustard Boys.
Yeah, well, that's all right too.
Okay.
How long have you guys been together?
We sort of started in the 80s, I would say.
Okay, great.
It doesn't seem right, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I was born in the 80s.
Yeah, well, that's what I remember. So maybe 80s or
90s. We've been doing it a while.
And, yeah. You know, we just sort of started with, it was just me and... Greg. Mm-hmm. And
Is my name Greg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Greg!
And we just started getting up and, I'd get up and we'd, wear mustard and...
wear mustard coloured clothes.
Yeah, not actual mustard. That's important to know because that would be
okay. So it's not about mustard, the sauce, or mustard, the condiment. It's about the colour.
Well, it is about mustard, the condiment, because we do a little bit of crowd work, and then Greg will talk to you a little bit about mustard, and it really just took off from there.
So you say you're getting up, and you're doing this and that, where did you get your start? Where was it, and who gave you that opportunity?
Oh, I think we started on Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Yeah. We definitely had something to do with Daryl Summers.
Yeah.
Because I remember we had a meeting with Daryl Summers and he was pissed off.
Yeah, he did not have a good mood about him.
Mm. Okay. But that's a fantastic person to get in with in the industry.
Mm. Mm.
He's a big fan of mustard.
He loves mustard. I mean, who doesn't love
and
a bit of mustard?
I don't love it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm. Okay. But you are the Mustard Brothers.
That is correct. We're the Mustard Brothers. And really, we didn't know that Australia and, the world would sort of really love this. And we've been kind of doing it ever since. We've got, 3 hit gold triple Logies. Platinum Logies.
Yeah.
And we just... Right. Couldn't be. We're so grateful to everyone that supported us and believed in us, and that's why we decided to do this tour.
What was the thing that made you start? Made you want to be the Mustard Brothers? That's what I'm interested in.
Well, one day I was wearing a shirt that was kind of like a mustard color, and then Ben was wearing a shirt that was kind of like a mustard color.
My name's Ben.
Different kind of mustard color.
Yeah.
And then I said, like, Mustard Brothers. or Mustard Boys. I can't remember. I always thought we were called Mustard Boys.
We were just about to go on.
Yeah. We're just about to go on a stage. Yeah. Like a stage.
Where?
At a... Like a comedy thing, or was it like a music venue? Or?
It was a comedy thing.
You hadn't arranged it. You were just there.
Yeah, we were just there. Yeah.
And then, but I mean, obviously there's confusion because I've been calling it the Mustard Boys this whole time, and I'm now finding out that it's the Mustard Brothers. So I think there's, and you know, and I think it's sort of, I mean, I'm maybe not the best person to talk to about all this because I'm not 100%. I'm still not quite across exactly what it is the Mustard Brothers do. But I'm certainly...
But you are a Mustard Brother.
That is... Yeah, I'm one of the two. Absolutely.
Ben's more across what we do.
Well,
than,
you know, I guess my idea of what we do is I get up there and I do a little crowd, like I'll ask people questions and then and then Greg will say, well, like, let's a mustard.
Do let's do a run through. Like, sure. Host of Good Morning Australia.
Deborah.
Yes.
Deborah. You pretend you're in the crowd and Ben...
Great. I love it. Yes.
Okay. Let's do that, like a little set.
Hey, what's your name?
Deborah.
Deborah, how old are you, Deborah?
Oh, excuse me, it's rude to ask.
Yes, it is.
I'm 30.
Are you afraid of death?
Seeded mustard. Hot English mustard.
And then that's it.
And I would just name, and then I would name mustards. And usually it would be a sort of a funny back and forth, but we've never had a crying, moment.
Usually I'll just ask you questions and then that's it.
This is an ad.
Okay.
Well, but check out our new tour. It's coming.
Well, thank you very much. This is Good Morning Australia. We are the Mustard Brothers. I assume the new hosts of the show. Deborah's upset. Let's cut to an ad about mustard, hopefully.
Please go to an ad.
All right, boys, welcome to the official NRL sensitivity training. Now, today we have a woman here with us.
Things that I am over in night. Randoms. Wheat packs. A territorial dispute of islands between China and Japan in the South China Sea. Online trading. Viscous liquid. Possum shit. Cloudy days. Margarine. Charging your phone. Coffee bags. Kneeling. People saying that their coffee is the best in the city. You've got no way of knowing that. Pedestrian crossings. Native animal zoos. Turkish delight. Gravy boats. Teenagers. Lemonade. Memes. answer the things that I am over.
I like to fill up a pot with water and then boil up a crab in there. Watch that crab worm and squirm around. I'll boil him up. Watch the roll and boil. Oh, I like to put a frog in there too. Watch the frog boil up. Watch that little frog boil. Put all kinds of animals in my pot and boil them up. I'll boil up all the boys in the neighborhood. I'll boil up my mum and dad. I'll boil up anyone you can tell me about. If you got a friend and you want them to get boiled up, I'll boil them up. Maybe you want to come round and be boiled in my pot. I'll boil you up. I will boil you up a treat. I'll even boil myself. That's right, I'm going to get in the pot myself and I'm going to boil myself up. I'm gonna boil myself all night. A nice rolling boil.
Oh. Well, thank you so much.
That might have been a terrible intro, but this is gonna be a great outro.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they heard the intro ages ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but we've
just
recorded the intro and
that.
Outro directly. Rewind back to the start of the episode and then listen to us. This is seconds later that us.
It might have felt like a good 45, you know, 30 to 45 minutes have passed. But in fact, this is moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
so thanks for
just remember to check out Simpsons. Suck it.
Edo wins again.
That's 2-0.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This is bullshit. All right. Check out the Simpsons.
Check it out.